The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Hey, we made it. TGIF. Good morning. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Friday, August 12th, 2022, Friday of the 19th week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's Liturgical Year C, Cycle 2. Friday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the optional memorial of St. Jane Frances de Chantal. Born in 1572, she was married at 21 to Baron de Chantal, by whom she had six children, three of whom died in infancy. At her castle, Jane restored the custom of daily mass, and she was seriously engaged in various charitable works. Jane's husband was killed after 7 years of marriage. When she was 32, Jane met St. Francis de Sales, who became her spiritual director. After 3 years, Francis told Jane of his plan to found an institute of women that would be a haven for those whose health, age, or other consideration barred them from entering the already established communities. They were primarily intended to exemplify the virtues of Mary at the Visitation, hence their name, the Visitation Nuns. The congregation, consisting of three women, began when Jane was 45. She encouraged the local authorities to make great efforts for the victims of the plague, and she put all her convent's resources at the disposal of the sick. Jane Frances died while on a visitation of convents of the community in 1641. St. Jane Frances de Chantal, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. My Lord and Father, inspire my thoughts, words, and actions, and accompany them with your aid, so that I may undertake all my activities according to your will and out of love for you. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray for small and medium-sized businesses. In the midst of economic and social crisis, may they find ways to continue operating and serving their communities. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. One day, some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatever?" Jesus said in reply, "Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, 'For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, so the two shall become one flesh?' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, man must not separate." They said to him, "Then why did Moses command that the man give the woman a bill of divorce and dismiss her?" You see, divorce was permitted by the law. And it seems that the Pharisees are following up on something Jesus said during the Sermon on the Mount. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gave many different teachings, and one of the things that he said was, it was also said, whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce. But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. So that seems to be why they're pushing Jesus on this. The Pharisees are very much aware of the law. They pride themselves on following the law to the letter. And here Jesus is contradicting the law. That's why they're testing him. And Jesus accepts that he is contradicting Mosaic law. but he's not contradicting God's law. Jesus said to them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so." He has been referencing Genesis, the first book of the Old Testament. And Jesus continues, "I say to you, whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery. What God has joined together, man must not separate." Jesus, here you are talking about the indissolubility of marriage. The love between spouses, between a man and a woman, is an image of Christ's self-giving love for the church. It's a love that mimics the love of the Blessed Trinity. When a man and a woman come together in love and form one flesh, they mimic the love between the Father and the Son. And when their love gives rise to a child, this mimics sacramentally the spiration of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that proceeds from the Father and the Son, that is the love of the Father and the Son. So father, mother, and children are evocative of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In marriage, there is a bond that is formed that is unbreakable. What God has joined together, man must not separate. And this is hard. Jesus, this is hard. This is a hard teaching. In fact, that is exactly what the disciples told you after you talked about that man must not separate what God has joined together. The disciples actually say, if that is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry. It's better not to marry because it's too hard. It's too hard to actually live. That's what they're telling Jesus. That's what they're telling you, Lord. The disciples themselves recognize how hard it is to live fidelity. And we are reminded of this continually today. High divorce rates. A general fear of commitment. A fear of commitment which could be rooted in a fear of suffering, a fear of failure, a fear of, quote-unquote, losing my freedom. Jesus, you do not want us to be governed by fear. You've told us that many times. You told us not to be afraid. You call us to sanctity. You call us to a life of fidelity, whatever our vocation is, a life at the service of others. And marriage is a Christian vocation. Christian, right? Christ, Christ-like. It is also Christ who calls. And those who are called to marriage, it is Christ that you're meant to imitate in laying down your life for your spouse, just like Christ lays down his life for his bride, the church. Recently, I saw in the news something about a couple celebrating 75 years of marriage. And it was a brief interview with the husband, of course, an older man in his 90s. And he seemed to be in pretty good health. And he had a big smile, very striking big smile. And the question posed to him was, what is the key to 75 years? And then he smiles and he says, well, just the normal three things you have to do. Take out the trash, put down the toilet seat, and yes, dear. And then he let out a huge laugh after saying those three things. And it's a laughter, not of mockery, of course, but a laughter of celebration, of joy. Yeah, he simplifies things in a big way, but he gets at the root of it, because love, deep down, is simple. It's desiring the good of the other. And those three things that he said, they are focused on the other, on the preferences and desires and happiness of his lovely wife. So love is simple, but ego, selfishness, critical spirit, that's what complicates things. We all need continual growth and formation if we're to be faithful to our vocations. In order to correspond to the grace that God gives us, grace which builds on nature, that accompanies and strengthens that effort and desire to lay down one's life for the other. Now, I would also include Jesus Christ himself, of course, to that man's answer. The disciples thought it was mighty difficult to live in accordance with that teaching, with that reality of the indissolubility of marriage. And our Lord offers his help. Jesus, nothing is impossible for you. Which is why those who are called to marriage need the sacrament. They need the sacrament to form that sacred bond, which can't be broken, and which is also a guarantee of the grace of God to live out that awesome vocation, a vocation that the world needs. Marriage is a crucial part of God's plan for humanity, for procreation, for creating the environment in which one is loved and learns to love. It's a path to sanctity. Lord, thank you for the institution of marriage, a natural institution which existed before the incarnation. And Jesus, thank you for elevating it to a sacrament, representing your love for the church. And we turn to the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Please intercede for all those called to marriage. Help them to love with a pure and selfless love, knowing that what God has joined together, man must not separate. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you've communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
There's more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 past the hour on Daybreak. It's Friday of the 19th week in Ordinary Time, August 12th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin this day of prayer as we join with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth, and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us give thanks to the Lord, for God's great love is without end.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. I have sunk into the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me. I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God. More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength. How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly. My sins you can see. Let those who hope in you not be put to shame through me. Lord of hosts, let not those who seek you be dismayed through me. God of Israel, it is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face, that I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me. When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in the morning, then they make me a byword, the gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkards' songs. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar.
I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar.
This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favor. In your great love, answer me, O God, with your help that never fails. Rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from my foes. Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me. Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn towards me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me, ransom me, pressed by my foes. You know how they taunt and deride me. My oppressors are all before you. Taunts have broken my heart. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion, for counselors. Not one could I find. For food, they gave me poison. In my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and it will be forever. Amen.
I needed
food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar.
Seek the Lord, and you will live.
Seek the Lord, and you will live.
As for me, in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up. I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving, a gift pleasing God more than oxen, more than beasts prepared for sacrifice. The poor, when they see it, will be glad, and God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn his servants in their chains. Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, the sea and all its living creatures. For God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah, and men shall dwell there in possession. The sons of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell there. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God, our Father, to show the way of salvation, you chose that the standard of the cross should go before us, and you fulfilled the ancient prophecies in Christ's Passover from death to life. Do not let us rouse your burning indignation by sin, but rather through the contemplation of his wounds. Make us burn with zeal for the honor of your church and with grateful love for you.
Seek the Lord, and you will live.
The Lord will teach us his ways,
and we will follow in his footsteps.
A reading from the book of the prophet Micah. Hear then what the Lord says. Arise, present your plea before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, O mountains, the plea of the Lord. Pay attention, O foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a plea against his people. And he enters into trial with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? Or how have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt. From the place of slavery I released you. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. My people remember what Moab's King Balak planned, and how Balaam, son of Beor, answered him from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the just deeds of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow before God Most High? Shall I come before him with holocausts, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams and myriad streams of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my crime, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? You have been told, O man, what is good, and what the Lord requires of you, only to do the right, and to love goodness, and to walk humbly with your God. Hark, the Lord cries to the city, it is wisdom to fear your name. Hear, O tribe and city council, you whose rich men are full of violence, whose inhabitants speak falsehood with deceitful tongues in their heads? Am I to bear any longer criminal hoarding in the meager ephah that is accursed? Shall I acquit criminal balances, bags of false weights? Rather, I will begin to strike you with devastation because of your sins. You shall sow, yet not reap. Tread out the olive, yet pour no oil. And the grapes, yet drink no wine. You shall eat without being satisfied, food that will leave you empty. What you acquire, you cannot save. What you do save, I will deliver up to the sword. The Lord has told you, O man, what is good.
And this is what he expects of you,
to do what is right,
to love goodness,
and to walk humbly with your God. Trust in the Lord and do good, and you shall possess the land.
And this is what he expects of you,
to do what is right,
to love goodness,
and to walk humbly with your God.
A reading from a sermon on baptism by St. Pacian, Bishop. The sin of Adam had come into all men. Through one man, the apostle says, sin entered, and through sin, death. Thus it has come to all men. Therefore, the justice of Christ must enter into men, and as the old Adam ruined his descendants through sin, so Christ must bring new life to all men through justice. The apostle stresses this theme when he says, as through the disobedience of one man, many were made sinners, so too, through the obedience of one man, many were made just. And as sin brought death to the offender, so grace through justice brings birth to life eternal. Someone may say to me, but the sin of Adam is justifiably transmitted to his posterity. Since they were descended from him, and since we are not descended from Christ, how can we be saved because of him? Do not think in physical terms about descent. Then you will see how Christ is our Father. In these times of salvation, Christ received body and soul from Mary. He came to save this soul, not to leave it in hell. He united it with his Spirit and made it his own. And this is the marriage of the Lord, the union of two in one flesh, so that according to that great mystery, two become one flesh, Christ and his Church. From this marriage, the Christian people are born, by the descent of the Spirit of the Lord. The essential nature of the soul, engendered by heavenly seed, grows in the womb of our mother, the Church, and at birth is given life by Christ. Therefore the Apostle says, the first Adam was a living soul, the new Adam a life-giving spirit. Thus Christ continues in the Church through his priests, as the same Apostle says, in Christ I have begotten you. And so, the seed of Christ, that is the Spirit of God, brings forth the new man, nourished in the womb of his mother, welcomed at his birth at the font, through the hands of the priests, while faith presides over the ceremony. Christ must therefore be received in order to beget, for the Apostle John says, to all who received him, he gave the power to become sons of God. But these things cannot be accomplished except by the sacrament of the font, the chrism, and the priest. For sin is washed away by the waters of the font. The Holy Spirit is poured forth in the chrism, and we obtain both of these gifts through the hands and the mouth of the priest. Thus the whole man is reborn and renewed in Christ. Just as Christ rose from the dead, so we shall walk in the newness of life, that is, we put away the errors of our old lives, and we follow the new way through the Spirit in Christ.
As by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience many will be made righteous.
As sin reigned through death, so grace will reign to bring us eternal life through Jesus Christ.
God sent his only Son as an offering for our sins.
As sin reigned through death, so grace will reign to bring us eternal life through Jesus Christ.
Almighty and ever-living God,
Your Spirit made us your children, confident to call you Father. Increase your Spirit within us and bring us to our promised inheritance. Grant this through the Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
24 minutes before the hour, and today's gospel is coming up in just a few minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Friday, August 12, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Pharisees try to test the Lord, and he uses it as an opportunity to teach about the indissolubility of marriage from the 19th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
Pharisees came up to him and tested him.
Is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause?
Have you not read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one. So they are no longer two, but one. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder."
Why then did Moses command one to give a certificate of divorce and to put her away?
For your hardness of heart, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for unchastity and marries another commits adultery. And he who marries a divorced woman commits adultery.
The disciples said to him,
"If such is the case of a man with his wife, it is not expedient to marry."
Not all men can receive this saying, but only those to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs who have been so from birth, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. He who is able to receive this, let him receive it.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Matrimony and virginity or celibacy are not at all opposed to each other. Rather, they complement each other. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 4, Ordinary Time. Our Lord's doctrine concerning the indissolubility and dignity of marriage proved such a shock to those present that even his disciples had occasion to comment, saying, "If such is the case of a man with his wife, it is not expedient to marry." Then Jesus went on to affirm the value of celibacy and virginity for the love of the kingdom of heaven. The complete surrender to God without the mediation of conjugal love is one of the most precious possessions of the church. Those who have received the call to serve God in matrimony must do so precisely in the faithful fulfillment of their marital duties. For them, this is a sure road to heaven. Those who have received the vocation to apostolic celibacy will find in their total commitment to God the grace necessary to live happy lives and attain sanctity in the midst of ordinary life, if this be their call from God. They are everyday citizens with a well-defined professional calling, fully given to God and to the apostolate without limits and without conditions. The call to complete dedication is a special sign of affection from God. He gives specific graces to help his children on this path. The church grows in sanctity because of the fidelity of Christians, each one responding to the personal call he has received from the Lord. This is a precious gift of divine grace given by the Father to certain souls, whereby they may devote themselves to God alone the more easily due to an undivided heart. This complete self-giving to God has always been held in particular honor in the church. The reason for this was and is that perfect continency for the love of God is an incentive to charity and is certainly a particular source of spiritual fecundity in the world. Both matrimony and virginity are necessary for the growth of the church. Both presuppose a specific vocation from the Lord. Virginity and celibacy do not contradict the dignity of matrimony. Quite the contrary, they act to reaffirm it. Marriage and virginity or celibacy are two ways of expressing and living the one mystery of the covenant of God with His people. If one does not esteem virginity, one has not understood the dignity of matrimony in all its fullness. Indeed, when human sexuality is not regarded as a gift of great value given by the Creator, the renunciation of it for the sake of the kingdom of heaven loses its meaning. As St. John Chrysostom has written, "Whoever denigrates marriage also diminishes the glory of virginity. Whoever praises it makes virginity more admirable and resplendent. The witness of love manifested in virginity or apostolic celibacy is a source of joy to the sons and daughters of God. This witness becomes a new way to see our Lord in this world, to contemplate His face by means of His creatures. This is a shining example of the purity of the church for both Christians and non-believers. It brings with it a special youthful spirit and a joyful apostolic efficacy. In spite of having renounced physical fecundity, the celibate person becomes spiritually fruitful, the father and mother of many, cooperating in the realization of the family according to God's plan. Christian couples, therefore, have the right to expect from celibate persons a good example and a witness of fidelity to their vocation until death. Just as fidelity at times becomes difficult for married people and requires sacrifice, mortification, and self-denial, the same can also happen to celibate persons. And their fidelity, even in the trials that may occur, should strengthen the fidelity of married couples. God so loved this virtue, comments St. Ambrose, that He did not want to come to earth without it, being born of the Virgin Mother. We frequently ask our Blessed Lady that there will always be people in the world to answer this call of the Lord, people who know how to give God an undivided heart. It is this kind of sacrifice which will permit an unlimited generosity to others. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 14 minutes before the hour, we pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Grieved by my sin. Have pity on me, O Lord.
You alone I have grieved by my sin. Have pity on me, O Lord.
Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin.
My offenses, truly, I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight, I have done.
That you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see,
In guilt I was born. A sinner was I conceived.
Indeed, you love truth in the heart. Then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, and I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt.
A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit.
Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you.
O, rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise.
For in sacrifice you take no delight. Burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart, you will not spurn.
In your goodness show favor to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocaust offered on your altar.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Father, he who knew no sin was made sin for us, to save us and restore us to your friendship. Look upon our contrite heart and afflicted spirit, and heal our troubled conscience, so that in joy and strength of the Holy Spirit we may proclaim your praise and glory before all the nations.
You alone I have grieved by my sin. Have pity on me, O Lord.
Truly we know our offenses, Lord, for we have sinned against you.
Truly we know our offenses, Lord, for we have sinned against you.
Let my eyes stream with tears day and night without rest over the great destruction which overwhelms the virgin daughter of my people, over her incurable wound.
If I walk out into the field, look, those slain by the sword. If I enter the city, look, those consumed by hunger. Even the prophet and the priest forage in a land they know not.
Have you cast Judah off completely? Is Zion loathsome to you? Why have you struck us a blow that cannot be healed?
We wait for peace to no avail, for a time of healing, but terror comes instead. We recognize, O Lord, our wickedness, the guilt of our fathers, that we have sinned against you.
For your name's sake, spurn us not, disgrace us not the throne of your glory. Remember your covenant with us, and break it not.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Truly we know our offenses, Lord, for we have sinned against you.
The Lord is God, we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
The Lord is God, we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
With joy and gladness we cry out to you, Lord, and ask you, open our hearts to sing your praises and announce your goodness and truth.
Let us pray. God, devoted to us as a father, you created us as a sign of your power and elected us your people to show your goodness. Accept the thanks your children offer, that all men may enter your courts, praising you in song.
The Lord is God. We are his people, the flock he shepherds.
A reading from the second letter to the Corinthians. I willingly boast of my weakness, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I am content with weakness, with mistreatment, with distress, with persecutions and difficulties for the sake of Christ. For when I am powerless, it is then that I am strong. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
At daybreak, be merciful to me.
At daybreak, be merciful to me.
Make known to me the path I must walk.
Be merciful to me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
At daybreak, be merciful to me.
The Lord has come to his people and set them free.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord has come to his people and set them free. Raising our eyes to Christ, who was born and died and rose again for his people, let us cry out, save those you have redeemed by your blood, Lord.
Save those you have redeemed by your blood, Lord.
Blessed are you, Jesus, Redeemer of mankind. You did not hesitate to undergo your passion and death
to redeem us by your precious blood. Save those you have redeemed by your blood, Lord.
You promised that you would provide living water, the fountain of eternal life.
Pour forth your Spirit upon all men. Save those you have redeemed by your blood, Lord.
You send disciples to preach the gospel to all nations.
Help them to extend the victory of your cross. Save those you have redeemed by your blood, Lord.
You have given the sick and the suffering a share in your cross.
Give them patience and strength. Save those you have redeemed by your blood, Lord.
Let us make our prayers and praise complete by offering the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
Father, all-powerful, let your radiance dawn in our lives, that we may walk in the light of your law, with you as our leader. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Morning Air is coming right up with John and Glenn. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's do this again tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. Central or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.